Mishnayis Masecht Shavuos, holding Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, says Kofru Shneim Ki Achas. When the Taveya went over to the two Edim and asked them both to say Edis for him, and he said, Mushban Yalechem, I'm putting a Shavu upon you. And now they were both denied, they both said, no, we do not know the Edis. So Kofru Shneim Ki Achas, if they both denied at the same time, and we find out that they were false, Shneim Chayovim, they're both chayav a korban shvuah. They're both denying b'vasaches. It's called the kfiras, the holding back the money. What's going to be b'zeachas there? One was kofa first, and then the second one later. So rishon chayav, the first one is chayav a korban shvuah, because at the time when he held back his edus, there was a second one there. So it's considered he was an edus that could be mighty mammon. But v'asheni potter, by the time the second one was kofar, since the first one already was kofar, so he's not fit to be an aid anymore. So at the time of the second one, he was only an aid echad, he could not be mighty mammon anyway, so it's not considered because of his holding back his aidus, did the tovaya lose out the money. What's going to be kofar echad? Let's say the first aid denies his aidus for aid echad, and the second one admits it. So hakofar chayiv, pshita, the first one that was kofar is chayiv, and the gemara says it's pshita. Like Madduk in the first case, where the second one was kofar, afterwards that he's potter, so here where the second one is moida, for sure that he's potter. So more says the case is that the second one was kofar first, and then Turk the Dibri changed his mind, and he was moida. So that's the chiddush that Turk the Dibri is kedibra dami. Hoyu shteikit yedim, what's going to be if there are two different pairs of yedim here? Now, kofar harishayna. So first, the first pair of Edim was Kofar. When the Teveya went to them to ask them, say Edis for me, and Mushbani Aleichem, they said no. V'yachaka Kofar Ashniya, then later on, even after Kedibur, the second pair of Edim was Kofar. So Shteim Chayovis, both pairs are Chayav a Korban Shrua. Because either one of these pairs of Edim is enough to be Moitzi Mammon. So it's considered both of them held back their Edis, so they're both called the Kfiras Mammon, they're both Chayav a Korban Shavuos, a Korban Shavuos Edus. Mishnah Hei, Mashbiyani Aleichem, Im Loi Savoyu, V'seiduni, Sheyeshli, Biad Ploini, Pikodin, O Sheshrum Asiyod, V'gozov Yaveda. Let's say Reuven goes over to two Edim, and he says, listen, I want you to say this for me, and I put a shvu upon you. If you do not come and say this, that you know that this person has a pikadon of mine, I gave him something to watch, he has a shumas yod, he has alvo, I lent him money, the gosli stole something from me, vaveda, and he found something that I lost, and you two Edim, you know all these things, so I'm putting a shvu that you should come and say this, say this. And they answered back and said, Shvu Sheinon Yodim Lochedis, they said, Stam one Loshin, we swear we do not know Edis for you, is Ein Chayovim Elachas. In such a case, they're only Chayiv one Korban Shvua, since it's only one Shvua. What's going to be if they answer back, Shvu Sheinon Yodim, Sheyesh Loch Biat Ploini Pikodin, or Sheshum Esiyod, Vigozov Aveda? Let's say they swear back that we do not know Edis, not about the Pikodin, not about the Shumas Yod, about the Halvor, and the Gezob Aveda. And since he said each one separately, Chayovim HaKulachas V'yachas, this is the case, is Chayov on each one of these, a separate Korban. What's going to be Mashbi Ani Aleichem, same type of a Kiddush, that the Taveya goes over to these two Edim and says, I want to put a Shvu upon you. Im Loi Savoyu V'seiduni, if you do not come and say this for me, Sheyeshli Biyad Pleni Pikodin, that I gave, you know that I gave somebody to watch a pikodin of chitu masurim v'kusmin, of wheat and barley and spelt, and the Edim answer back, Shavua, we swear to you, Sheinon Yoidim Loch Edis, that we do not know about this Edis. And they say, a general Loshin, is in Chayov Melachas, they only chayav one carbon, if it was Sheker what they swore. What's going to be if they say back a Loshin of Shavua, Sheinon Yoidim Loch Edis, we swear we do not know any edus about the wheat, about the barley, about the spelt. In such a case, then the chayv a special korban shvua for each one of them. It's like a separate shvua for each one. Mishnah Vov. Mashbi ani aleichem. Again, the Tovea comes and says to the Tuvedim, I'm putting a shvu upon you too. Im loy savoy v'seiduni. If you do not come and say this for me, sheyeshli biyat pleini nezek v'chati nezek. That you know the way this person owes me for the damage that he did for me. He was nezek shalom and v'chati nezek. Kuratatam pays chati nezek. The Gemara's Terech is that for Kenas Yepota, so we're talking about a Tashlumim of Mamin of Chatinezit Tzroros. The way your animal is walking and he kicks pebbles and does damage, that's Halachah Moshe Misinaim, you only have to pay a Chatinezit. Tashlum Kefil, that you know that somebody was a gonav, stole from me, and he has to pay me back both the Karen and Kefil. Tashlum Yabov Chamisha, not only the Karen, but also Arbov Chamisha. In the case where he stole it and he made a shchitri afterwards, or was mochar, v'shonas ish ploni yizbiti, he says to his two edim, you know the way somebody was manas, forced to live with my daughter, and he has to pay me knas, and the Gemara says there's also moment involved for the boishes and the begam, or else pito ezbiti, he talked my daughter into living with him, or else v'shikani b'ni, you know the way my son hit me, that he did not make a chabura, so he's not chayv misa, he's only chayv to pay for the hezek. Or else for Shechov will be Chaver, you know the way somebody else hit me, and made it, even if he made a Chabura, and even though we did this on Yom Kippur. Or else for Shehidlik as Gedisha B'Yom HaKippurim, you know the way somebody else lit up my field on Yom Kippur, did damage to me. Is a Rei L'Chayovim. In all these cases, it's considered a Tfias of Mammon, and that's the Klal, that if you're Tavei of the Eidim to say this for you about money, and they hold back the rages that you lose out the money because of them, and they swear false, they're Chayav a Korban Shvuah. Near the Chiddush is that even though it was done in Yom Kippur that there's a Chayv Krisus, but still we hold you do not say come live the Rav Minei b'Chayv Krisus only by Mrs. Bezdin. So that's the Chiddush here. There's still Yechayv money, so there is a Kfirus Mammon. Therefore, there's a Parsha Shavuos Seidus. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be if Mashbi Ani Aleichem that Tavei says to two Edim, I'm putting a Shavu upon you. Im Loi Savoye V'Seiduni, if you do not come and say this for me, Shani Koyin. That I want you to say this, that you know that I'm a Kohen. I want to be able to receive Truman now. Shani Levi, or else you know that I'm a Levi. I want to receive Maisa. Shani Ben Grusha. People are saying that my mother was a Grusha on Posa Lakuna, and you know that I'm not a Ben Grusha. Rel Shani Ben Chalutza. You know that I'm not a Ben Chalutza. Rel Shish Pleini Kohen. I'm asking you, please come and say this, that you know the way my friend is a Kohen. Rel Shish Pleini Levi. Rel Shani Ben Grusha. Shani Ben Chalutza. In all these cases, there's no parsha Shavuos Eidus because it does not pertain to money. We learn out Eidus from Pekodin. It's only with holding back Eidus makes you lose out money. But in these cases, there's no money involved. It's only Shalom Yisurim, whether you're a Kohen or Ben Gerush or not. And here, there's no parsha Shavuos Eidus.
Same thing.
What's going to be if the Tevei is Shonas Ish Pleni Es Bitoi, like Reuven goes over to his two Eidim and says, you know Eidus, the way somebody else was manas my friend's daughter. So in other words, you're not the father. So you're not the real Taveya. Therefore, there's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus. It's only if the one himself is supposed to collect the money, he has to swear the Eidim. Here, it's not you, but you're only telling the Eidim you know about somebody else, that somebody else's daughter was manas. Or else, Pita's Bitoi, you know Eidus the way somebody else was manas my friend's daughter. So in this case, since you're not the Taveya, you have no parsha Shavuos Eidus. Or else, even if the father himself comes and says to the Eidim, you know the way, v'shechovo bi b'ni, the way my son hit me, but here it happened on Shabbos. Or else, v'shechovo bi b'ni means in a case where he made a chabura, so my son is chayiv misa, therefore we say, come lay b'di rab minei. Therefore there's no tfias mama, my son doesn't have to pay me anyway. So therefore there's no parsha Shavuos Eidus. Or else, v'shechovo bi chaveri, Chaveri, I say to Tuedim, come and say this for me. You know the way my friend hit me on Shabbos. He made a chabur on Shabbos, so he's chayiv misa for that. Therefore, there's no chayiv money. Or else, for shehidlik gedishi b'Shabbos, you know the way somebody else lit up my field on Shabbos was mazik me on Shabbos. So in all these cases, are real paturin. Even though the Eidim swear false, they do not know Eidus. There's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus, because either it's not negated to mammon, or else the last case is commonly the Rav Minei, or else in the middle cases, it's not the Taveya, it's somebody else that's asking the Eidim, there's no parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Mishnah Ches, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, Im Loi Savoyu V'Seiduni, Shomesh Ploini, Litin Li Mosayim Zuz, Tlenosim Li, that Reuven goes over to Eidim and say, I want you to say this for me, that you know you were there when my friend admitted or told me that he was going to give me a present, and he did not give it to me yet. Is there a Eilu Pturim, even though the Eidim swear false, still they're potter. What's the reason? Shein chayovim ela atfias mamin kipikodin. There's only a parsha of Shavuos Eidus. We learn it out from the parsha of Pikodin, where you're asking for money that somebody for sure owes it to you. But over here, the person does not owe you the money. He just said he would give you a present. Rashi learns he could be chayzer, could retract. Or else at most it's a neder. But it's not a real chiv money. Bezin is not yored l'nechosov. Therefore, it's not called like a tfias mom, not pikodin. There's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Mishneh Tes. Mashbiya ani aleichem. Again, the Tveya comes to Edom and says, I want you to swear, kishetedun li Edus, that when you will in the future know Edus for me, shetavo v'teyeduni, you should come and say this for me then. And the Edom say, no, we will not do you this favor-like. Sarei elu peturim. Right now, even though they swear false, still they're part of the Edom. Comes out here, they swore before they really knew the Edus. And the Pasuk is Mashma v'shoma kol olah v'ued. Mashma that at the time when you swear, you have to already know the Edus. And you're holding back the Edus. But over here, you're just telling him in the future that you will not come say this for him. And that is not a parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Mishnah Yud. Omad beis haKnesset. Let's say the Teveya comes into Shul and he says in front of the Hotzibur, the Yoma Mashbi ani aleichem. I want to put a Shavu upon all of you. Shematim yoidim liyedus, that if somebody between you know edus, shetavo v'seyeduni, they should come and say this for me. As harielu p'turim, even though everybody says back together, no, read if they all say amen, still there's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus. Achiyo mischavin lehem, because it's not considered like the Tveya came to ask the edim. He did not talk directly to the edim. They're only chayiv when there is a Tveya, achiyo mischavin lehem, he has to have kavon, he has to pinpoint like speak to the Edom. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Omar Lishnayim, let's say this Tveya comes to Edom and says, Mashbi ani aleichem, want to put a shvu upon you too, ish pleini upleini. He says, so and so. Shematim yodim liyedis, if you know Edis for me, she tovoyu v'seyduni, you should come and say Edis for me. And they answer back, shvu eshenon yodim luchedis, we swear that we do not know Edis for you. And really, v'heim yoidim le'edus eid mefi'ed. Now these two eidim, the reason why they know it is not because they really saw the action, but only because of an eid mefi'ed, another eid told them about it. So anyway, the apostle le'edus. So in such a case, now that they're swearing false, there's no parsha of Shavuos Eidus, because their eidus will not help anyway. I show you echad me'em korav apostle, or else if even only just one of these two was a korav apostle, so nimsechem and korav apostle kulam b'teilim. So anyway, they were not fit to be yedim, and they swore false. Still, harielu p'turim, they're potter from the parsha Shavuos Eidus, because these yedim are not fit to be yedim. Mishnah Yudbeis, shileach biyad avdoi. Again, the Tovei himself does not come to ask the yedim to say yedis, but rather he sends his servant to ask the yedim. Or else it's not the Tveya, the one that's asking for the money, but it's the one that's supposed to pay. It's the Leiva that is telling these Edim and saying, Mashbi ani aleichem, I want to put a shvu upon you too. Shematim yoidim le'edis, that if you know Edis for the Malva, shetavo v'seyedu, you should come now and say Edis. In these two cases, areel p'turim, even though the Edim swear false, still the partner from the parasha of Shavuos Eidus, Chiyishmu mipi atoveya. Here the Mishnah says clearly that this is the Gzeras HaKosiv, that it's only if the Tovei himself, the one that is asking for the money, he has to come to them and ask the two Edim to come to say Edis. But if somebody else is mashpia them, there's no curb and there's no parasha Shavuos Eidus. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mashbi ani aleichem. Again, the Tovei says to the two Edim, I'm putting a shvu upon you. Rossi says, Loshinov, Mitzav ani aleichem, I want to be Mitzav and put a commandment upon you. And the Gemara to Machlekes, if it means the Tzavois of the Torah, or whether it means to end off with the Loshin of a Shvua. Rossi says, Oisterchem ani, I want to put an Isser upon you to Edim. And he ends off with a Shvua and they deny it. Harielu Chayovim. Such a case is called the Kviras Shvua Seidus and the Chayav Korban. What about if he says, Bashemayim Avoritz? Like, if you know the Edus to me, it should be like the Shemayim Boretz. So, Harayelu P'turim, here we say it's Pata, because this Edus is not a Kinu of Hashem, and it's not a Lashon of a Shvuah, Therefore, there's no Shavuos Eidus here. What about if he says, Bialav Dalem, it was Hashem's name, B'yud Kei, B'shakai, B'tzvois, B'chanan, V'rachon, Derech Apayim, V'rav Chesed, or V'chol HaKinuyim, and they've used any one of the Kinuyim of Hashem, Harielu Chayovim, this is also considered like a Shavuos Eidus. If they deny their Eidus with using one of these words, they're also Chayiv, these words are B'mokim Meshua. It's also considered like a Shua that the Chayiv a carbon. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hamakalal Bekulam? Let's say somebody that curses Hashem with any one of these Kinuyim, he does not use Hashem HaMafarish, but a Kinu of Racham Echanan, he's also Chayiv, he's Chayiv Misa for this. Divir Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachom min ha-poitrim, v'chom say no, that you're potter from Misa. The Pasuk says, ish ish ki yichala lakov v'nos ha-chetoi, so they darshan it means it has to be the Shem HaMafarish. Because it says there, v'noikiv Shem HaShem mais yumas. Now, what's going to be ha-makalal over v'yimoi? Somebody curses his parents and uses one of the kinuyim of Hashem, b'kulun chayiv divrei Rabbi Meir. Again, then one of the kinuyim is also considered to be mechayiv ha-makalal over v'yimoi. We have a chomim point, a chomim say no, again, Yepota from Skila, Yoni Chayv, if it's Noikiv Shem Hashem, until you Mekala with Hashem's name. So if you do without Hashem's name, just the Kenuyim, it's only regular love, there's no Chiv Misa. HaMekala L'atzma, that's a stomach that curses himself. V'chaveru, or you curse your friend, B'kulon, Oivav Lois to say, no matter what name of Hashem you use, you're not Chayv Misa, you're only over Alav. What's going to be Yakacho L'kim? If somebody says, you should be cursed by Hashem, V'chaim Yakacho L'kim, or else if somebody's reading the Chumash, they're saying these psukim, and the person says that those psukim should apply to you. Zui yolak suva b'teira. This is called an Allah, this is called b'shama kalola. If somebody says that the Taveya says the Eidim, if you do not come and say this for me, you should have this curse. That's considered the parasha of Shavuos Eidus. A curse also is b'chlal b'shama kalola, that the Eidim still deny it, they're chayiv of this carbon. What's going to be if the Taveya says the Eidim, al yakacho? Like if you do say this, then you will not be cursed. Or else yivorechacho. Or else v'yetiv loch. Meaning if you do good, you say this, then you should be blessed. Mashma though, if you do not say this, you should be cursed. Shrebi meyye mechayiv, that mechlal hei not a shemei alav. You hear, but from what he's saying, that if you be good, you'll be blessed. As if to say, if you do not say the Eidus for me, you'll be cursed. So it's considered like you curse the Eidim, there'd be a parasha of Shavuos Eidus. V'yechachom in point, and the Chachamim say, no, we do not say b'chlal hein lav. So therefore, we do not hear the curse from you. There's no parasha of Shoma Kololo. There's no parasha of Shavuos Eidus. Perek Chamishi. Mishnalef. Shavuos HaPikodin. When the owner comes to the shomer and says, give me back my pikodin, and he says no, and he swears he does not have it, that there's a parasha of a korbin, so shvuas ha-pikodin heges ba-noshma v'noshma, it pertains to ladies also. Here you do not have to be fit to be an aid. It's not a question of aidus. It's any shomer that denies that he has it, and he swears false. Over chokim of a kravim, you could be relative in a distance. B'ksherim of a psulim, even though you're possibly aidus, but still you could have the shvuas ha-pikodin. If the shamer himself swears, even though he swears outside Bezdin, he'll also be chayiv b'shavuos hapikadim, a korban. Let's say somebody else, the owner is mashpia the shamer, and he says no, is a nechayiv atchichba by the Bezdin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds yoni chayiv in Bezdin, since you learn out mushma piacherim from the parasha of shavuos eidus. Just like Shavuos Eidus is only inside Bezdin, the same thing with Pikodin, by Mushva, Mipi Acherim, it's only inside Bezdin. V'chom say no, Bein Mipi Yatzmai, Bein Mipi Acherim. True, you learn it out from Shavuos Eidus, but once you learn out from Eidus to Pikodin, that it applies even by a Shavua, Mipi Acherim, now we learn out all the lochas of Shavuos HaPikodin, that you do not need Bezdin, even outside Bezdin, also you be chayiv. Kevon shekofa b'chayiv, as long as the shomer is kofer, even though it's a mushroom of piacherim, and even though it's chutz lebezdin, still is chayiv. V'chayiv halzodin ha-shvua, yechayiv whether you know 100% what you're doing wrong, that yechayiv a korbin, v'yashig gosoy im zodin ha-pikodin. Even though you're a shaygig that you do not know yechayiv a korbin, but at least you know you're saying false say this, for this you'll be chayiv. V'yein echayiv ha-shig gosoy, But if you're pure shaygig, meaning you really think you have the pikadin, and that's why you swear, you really think you do not have the pikadin, and that's why you're swearing you do not have it, in this case you're potter, you're called like an onus, you're potter from a carbon. In the case where you're zodin by shvus the pikadin, that you know you're swearing false, what are you chayiv? Osham the case of sholem. You chayiv to bring a carbon osham, and it has to be worth at least shnei sloyim. Shnei shkolim, which is shnei sloyim. So that's why it's called kesef shkolim. There has to be a value to the carbon you're bringing. Mishnah Beis. Shvuas ha-pikodin ketzed. What's the case of a shvuas ha-pikodin? Omaloi. The owner goes to the shaman and says, Tein li pikodoini sheesh tibiotcha. Listen, I gave you something to watch. Give it back to me. Shvua, the shaman answers back and says, Shvua shein loch biyodi. You don't have anything of mine. Or else he says, Ein lecha biyodi, I don't have anything of yours. He doesn't swear, he just says, no, I don't have it. So the owner says, Mashbiach ani, I put the shvu upon you, v'yomer omen, and he answers back, omen, harei zechayiv. This is also a case of shvu sabikodin. What's going to be, yishbi olav chamish upamim, I make you swear 5 times, bein b'fnei bezdin, bein shlei b'fnei bezdin, whether it was done inside bezdin or outside bezdin, for kofra, and all the times the shamus says no, so chayiv a kolachas biachas. He's chayiv a korbin for each turn that he's kofar. And Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason? Because after each time that you kofar, really you have the right to be moida. And if you would have been moida, you would have admitted, you would have been chayiv. So now that you kofar a second time, that's again considered like you're holding back kfiras mamon. Mishnah Gimel. If 5 people are asking the Shema for it, and Amrulai, they say to him, Tain Lana, give us Pikodon Shesh Lanu Biotcha. We all gave you something to watch. And he answers back, Shavua Shein Lochem Biyodi. I swear that you have nothing by me. So, Ein Chayv Lachas, and the Shema swears false, is only Chayv one carbon, it's one klal. What's going to be if he answers back, Shavua, I swear, Shein loch biyodi, you do not have anything by me, v'loy loch and not you, v'loy loch and not you, then chayiv a kolachas v'yachas. This is a Tanakama, that's called like a prat, you chayiv on each one separately. Rabbi Eliezer, why me know, still you only chayiv one, at shiyem a shvua v'achreina, you have to end off and say, loy loch b'shvua. If you say the word shvua at the end, then it means it's going back to each one separately. But just at the beginning, it only means the first one and not the last ones. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Archie Meshvula Cholecha V'yechad. No, it's not enough. At the end, one Shvua, but you have to each person, you have to say, like, I swear to you, I swear to you, I swear to you, then you chayiv a 5. What's going to be if the owner comes to the Shem and says, Tainly, give me back Pikodin, the thing I gave you to watch, Usha Sumas Yod and the Halvor, the money I lent you, Gozo, you stole something from me, give it back, V'yaveda, you found my lost object. I have all this rights to collect it from you. And he answers back, one klal, I swear I have nothing. So again, you only have one korbin, there's one general shvua, there's one shvua on a klal. What's going to be though if he says back, shvua, I swear, shein loch biyodi pikodin, usasumas yod, the gozo of yaveda? He said each one separately, then chayiv a kolachas v'yachas, considered like a shvu on each one separately, you chayiv all these separate kabbonis for each one. What's going to be if the owner says, Tein li chita musarim v'kusmum shesh le v'yodach? Listen, I gave you wheat and barley and spelt to watch. And he answers back, Shavu ha-shein loch v'yodi, I swear that you have nothing by me. Is there a chayiv a lachas? Is only chayiv one? There's one kfir here. What's going to be if he says, Shavu ha-shein loch v'yodi, I swear that you do not have by me chitu musarim akusmin, barley, wheat, and spelt. Then chayav kolachas v'yachas is called the prat. You chayav each one separately. Rabbi Meir Leimer, afilu even in the case that Omar he answered back and said chitu sarav akusemis. Or again, that Rabbi Meir says afilu Omar chitu sarav akusemis chayav kolachas v'yachas. You chayav a separate korban for each one of them. And the Chiddush is, even though the Lashon sounds like you're only saying one chita, which is less than a Sheva Pruta, still we say you do not mean just a chita, one kernel of wheat, but you mean the whole bundle of wheat, and therefore Yichai Bakolachas V'Yachas. Now Mishnah Dalet. Onasti Onasto Uportiso Esbiti. If Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, listen, you are manas my daughter, you owe me the money. And he says back, lo yonasti v'lo patisi, no, I did not force your daughter, I did not live with your daughter, I did not talk her into it. Mashbiachani, so the father says, okay, swear to me then. The omer omen, and he says, yes. So chayiv, Tanakama says, it's called you're asking for money, because when you say yonasti, you also mean that it's chayiv for the boishas and begam, which is money. So you're asking him for money, and he's swearing false against money, therefore there'll be a chayiv, a korban. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's Poter in such a case. He's Poter. Shein Mishalim Kunas Apiyatzmai. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, when you ask somebody for a nasti, you mean mainly to ask for the money of Kunas, for the 50 shkolim that he has to pay you. And Kunas is not doima to regulate the kodun, because by a Kunas, if the person himself admits to the chiyuv, he's Poter. That's called Shein Mishalim Kunas Apiyatzmai. So therefore, Knas is not like a Pekodin, you're part of a Korban Shavuos HaPekodin. Om Rulois, the Chom said back to Rabbi Shimon, Afapi Shein HaMashalim Knas HaPiyatzmai, true, it's true what you're saying, that Knas, you would not have to pay by yourself, so Knas is different, but Mishalim Boishas HaPagam HaPiyatzmai. But over here, when the father says Onasti, he also means to claim the money for the Boishas and the Pagam. And that's called money, therefore there would be a Chi of Korban Shavuos. The Gemara says, the Machlokes says, what is the Ikar Tfiya? Rabbi Shimon says, the main thing the father is asking for is for the money that's Kotzuv, the 50 Shkolim. And the Chum say no, the main thing they're asking for is for money, because there the person, even if he admits, still is Chayiv. Whereas Kanas, if he admits, he'd be Potter. Mishnah Hey, Gonav to Esheri. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, listen, you stole my shor, pay me back. V'u'aymen, Shimon answers back, Loi Gonavti, I did not steal it. Mashbiachani, I want you to swear. The Yoma Omen, he says, yes, Chayiv, and it came out, it was a Shvua Sheker. This is a case of a Kfiras Momen, he's Chayiv a Korban Shvua. What about Gonafti, Avaloi Tzovachti, Vloi Macharti, that Shimon says, I admit that I stole it, I'll pay it back to you, but I did not Shechti, I did not sell it, I'm not Chayiv Dal Vehei. So he's been covering the Knas of Dal Vehei. And on this, Mashbiachani, Yoma Omen, so Reuven says, swear to me that you did not do this. And he swears false. Potter, he's Potter from a Korban Shvua, because the extra 3 and 4, that's a Kenas. That we had before, Kenas is not Daima to Pekodim, there's no Chiyu Shvua by Kenas. What about if you say, Hamis Ashor Cho Ashori? Reuven says to Shimon that your Shor killed my Shor. Ruim, and he answers back, Loi Hamis, Mashbiach Ani B'Yom Ramin, so I want you to swear, and he says yes, and he swears false. Chayiv is called the Kfiras money, Yechayiv. What about Hamis Shor Cho Esavdi? I say that your Shor killed my Yevid, and therefore you have to pay me back 30 Shkolim, which is Kenas. V'oim, and he says back, Loi Hamis, Mashbiach Ani B'Yom Ramin, he swears to it falsely. Potter, he's Potter again because this is considered Kenas, and there's no Chiyiv Korvin Shvua by Kenas. Omaloi, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, Chaval Tibi, you did damage to me, you hit me. And v'yosisa b'chabura, you made a chabura in me. In other words, that you have to pay me money for the damage. V'aymer, and he answers back, loy chavalti, I did not do any damage to you. V'yosisa chabura, mashbiachani, I want you to swear v'yom omen, and he swears. Chayiv, in this case, he's chayiv, because it's considered a kfiras money. Omar loy avdoi, what's going to be if the eved says to his master, he palto ashini, you knocked out my tooth, so I deserve to go out free. The simiso es enoi, you knocked out my eyes, I deserve to go out free. V'aymen, he answers back, lohi palti v'loi simisi, no, I did not knock it out, I did not make you blind. Mashbiachani, so the Eved says, swear to me, v'yom roman, and the master says, yes, potter. Still, even though there's a kfira, but it's called the kfiras of knas, and he's potter from the korban. Ze'aklal, this is the general rule, kol ha'meshalam ha'piyatz mechayiv, anytime it's a chiv of money, that you have to pay by yourself, you're chayiv. V'sheinim mishalom apiyatz my potter. But any time you do not pay by yourself, like by kenas, meaning where you made the kenas as potter, then there's no chiyuv korban shvua. There's not the parsha of shvua sapikodin. All right, a turnover. You're up to Perek Shishi. Mishnah says Aleph Shvua Sadayonim. How is there a case of shvua Sadayonim? Means up until now we're talking about where the person makes the shvua sheker by himself. Either a shvua zbitoi, shvua sapikodin. Now the case is, let's say a person asks, Reuven tells Shimon, you ask Shimon, you owe me $200, and Shimon admits that he owes him $100. So he's a moide b'miksas, he admits to half. In such a case, the Torah says that the dayan has to make Shimon swear that he does not owe the other $100. That's called the shvuas hadayonim, that Bezdin makes the nitva swear. So hatayna shtei kesef. Reuven has to ask that Shimon has at least two kesef of his. For hoidoa b'sheva pruta. And Shimon has to admit that I owe you at least a sheva pruta. And then his kofar on the rest, that's a moide b'miksas. But the yemein hoidoa mimin hatayna, let's say what you admit is not to what I asked you for, then potter. If I asked you that you have wheat of mine, and you answer back you have half of that amount of barley, your potter, that's not called mimin hatayna. Now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, shtei kesev li biyodcho. Listen, Reuven says to Shimon, you have of mine two kesef, I lent you money, I lent you two kesef, you have to pay it back to me. Ein lecho biyod yele pruta. So he answers back, no, I only have of you as a sheva pruta, that's all. So potter. In this case, the Mishnah says he's potter from the shvua moed v'miksas, and the Gemara says, according to Rav, the pshat is that Rav holds that even though you admit to part of it, sheva pruta, but the kfira, you have to deny also the value of shtei kesef. So therefore here, when he only asks you for two kesef, if you admit to part of it, you are not denying the shtei kesef. Therefore, there's no chiyuv shvua moed v'miksas. And according to Shmuel, the Gemara comes out that the pshat of Shmuel is, even though it's enough, just a hoidor b'miksas, you do not need the kfira, but he holds it is not called b'min hataina. Like you're asking for two kests of silver coins, and he's answering back, he has a pruta, that's a copper coin, that's not considered b'min hataina, therefore you're potter. What's going to be if he answers back? If he says, shtei kestef hu pruta li biyodach, that Reuven tells Shimon, listen, you have of mine two kestef and a pruta, that means two silver coins and a copper coin, and he answers back, ein lecho biyodi ela pruta, I only have of yours a sheva pruta, then chayiv, in this case, this is called a good moed v'miksas, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel. According to Rav, because you're admitting to the pruta, but you're denying the shtei kestef, so that's good. And according to Shmuel, it's called b'min hataina because he asked you for the sheva pruta, and you are moed to mixus of it. That's called a moed b'miksas. What's going to be mona li biyodach? I say you owe me $100, and he answers back, ein lecho biyodi. No, I have nothing of yours. He's a kofer akreil. Then potter, there's no chiyuv shvua. Mona li biyodach. I say, listen, you owe me $100, and he answers back, ein lecho biyodi alechamishim dinner. I only have of yours 50. So chayiv, that's called a regular moed b'miksas. He admitted to half of your taino, so he's chayav eshua. What's going to be if Reuven says to Shimon, listen, mona li abo biyodcho. My father gave you $100. I want to collect my father's chayav. And Shimon answers back, ein lo biyodi ala chamishim dinner. Your father only lent me $50. Potter. In this case, it's not called the moed of a miksas, that it should be chayav eshua. And the reason is, mifnei shu kamei shabaveda. Because since the father is not here, he's not asking for the money. It's only the son that's asking Shimon for the money. And the son did not lend the money to Shimon, so really Shimon would not be afraid to be kofar akol. There's no inyan of chutzpah here. So therefore, really, Shimon could have been kofar akol. So it's like a migu, he could have been meshav aveda. He had a right to say, no, I owe you nothing. And now that he says, I owe you 50, we believe him, and that's it. He does not have to swear on the rest. Well, that's considered a meshav aveda. He knows he does not have, there's not the regular moed b'miksas, because here it would be nothing to you to be kofar akol. Whereas usually, there's a svara in other meyed b'fnei b'chayvai. You had too much oza for you to lie completely in front of the b'chayv. Therefore, even though you would like to, but you can't, so therefore we make you swear. But here we believe you with a migul. You could have said kofar akol, now that you're saying you owe 50, we believe what you're saying. But again, usually you do not have this migu, because we say, no, you cannot be kofar akol, because there's too much oza. But here, we're not afraid of the oza. Mishneh Beis. Mona li biyodach. A Reuven says to Shimon, you have $100 of mine. Omar lo b'fnei yedim. So Shimon answers back in front of two yedim, hein, yes, I admit that I owe you $100. Lamachar omar lo, tomorrow Reuven says to Shimon, listen, tineuli, give me the money. So Shimon answers back, nesatav loch, I already gave it to you. So potter, here it's called, he's potter, there's no moed b'miksas. He has a right to be potter. He has a right to be kofar kirl. You have no proof that it did not pay you. What's going to be the answer? Back shimin ein loch biyodi. I owe you nothing. So chayif, in this case, he's chayif. Because since he admitted yesterday in front of two eidim that he does owe you, he's not neman today to say he does not owe you. Because by saying le lo visi, it's koyma le parati dummy. It's like you're admitting that you did not pay up. If you did not pay up yet, so you owe him the money. What's going to be monadli biyodich? You owe me $100. Oh, maloy hein, he says yes. And he says clearly now, Reuven says to Shimon, al titineyu li, do not give it to me, yele beidim, only in front of two eidim. And Lamach Romulet, tomorrow he says, Nu, give me the money. So he says, Tanu li, give it to me. And he answers back, Nosatev loch, I gave you the money already. Nosatev loch. So here the locher is chayim, if he's not believed. Because you have to pay him back the money in front of two eidim. That was the condition he made. So since you did not pay back in front of two eidim, you're not believed to say you paid it. Mishnah Gimel. Litra zov yesh li biyodach. I say you have a pound of gold of mine. A litra, it's a pound, a measurement. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el a litra kesef. I only have a pound of silver of yours. So potter, because it's not called a moida b'miksa sataina. He's asking for gold. He's answering back on silver. They're two different things. That's not called mimin hataina. What's going to be if he says, Dinar zohov yesh li biyodach. Listen, you have golden coins of mine. He does not just say gold, but he says golden coins. When you say coins, here you mean the value of it. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el dinar kesef. I only have silver coins of yours. Or else, or trisais, or pundiyon, or pruta, different type of coins. Chayiv, here is chayiv. This is considered a moida from the time he asked. Why? She'akil min matbeyechad. It's all one type of a matbey, one type of a coin. All coins are equal. You meant to say the value of that coin, and you're answering back, yom half of it, so yechayiv. Yechayiv eshua. What's going to be kur tfua yesh li biyodach? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me a measurement of tfu of wheat. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el lesa kitnias. I only have a half of a kur of kitnias, of beans. Locher is potter. Because kitnias is not part of tfu, it's not called mimin hataina. What about kur peris yesh li biyodach? I say you have a kur of peris. And he answers back, Ein lecha biyodi el lesa kitnias. No, I only have of yours half that a measurement of beans. Chayiv. Here is chayiv eshua maidu miksas. Sha kitnias bechlal peris. Because kitnias is bechlal peris. What's going to be toanu chitim for hoydele besarim? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me a bundle of wheat, and he says, no, I owe you barley. So even though he's made of a mixas potter, because it's not considered mimin hataina. For Rabbi Gamliel mechayiv, Rabbi Gamliel says no, still yechayiv. Even though the kfir is not mimin hataina, still he holds yechayiv. Because the Maisa, you're being murdered to part of your taina, you're admitting that you owe him something, therefore your chayiv ashua. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hatoyin lachaveroi b'chadei shemen? I ask you and say, you have barrels of wine, of oil of mine. The Tanakam holds, the main thing you meant to ask for is for the oil. For hoydele bekankanim, and he answers back, I admit that I have barrels, but no oil. So Admin says, hoyl vohoydele mixas miminataina yishava. Like that's considered the moida the mixas miminataina. Because the person first asked you like for two things, for oil and for the barrel, and you're admitting now to part of that taina, so yichai v'shvua. The chachom say though, ein hahaydor miminataina, no, the admitting is not called you admitting to part of his complaint. He asked you for oil, and you're admitting for barrels. It's not called mimin hataina. The Chum say, even though he said kadei shemen, he did not mean to ask for the barrels. He mainly asked for the oil. Omer Rav Gamliel, and Gamliel says, royani adivri adma. No, I like the words of Admain. That over here, he meant to ask for two things, and you're invited to one, you'll be chayav b'shua. Toanu keinu v'kakois. Let the Reuven ask the Shimon, you have my house, and you have the furniture inside it. For hoydu bekelim, and he admits that I have your furniture, but for kofa bekakois, he says, no, the property is mine. Or else bekakois, he admits that he owes you karka, for kofa bekelim, and his kofra, the furniture is his. Potter, because that's the klal that the kfira or the hoydor cannot be in karka. Karka is potter for neshrua. So if either the whole taina, or the whole haidor, the whole kfir, or the whole haidor is in karka, you're potter. What's going to be haidor v'miksa sakakoyis is also potter. I admit the half of the property that I owe you, so since it's in karka, you're potter from a shrua. What's going to be though b'miksa sakhelim? I admit that half of the furniture you're asking for, I owe you, but not the other half. So here it's called the moedav miksas in the kelim, so therefore you chayiv shvuah. And now you have to swear even on the karka also, because the klal is shehanechosim shein lemachrayis. Property, metaltlim, furniture that does not have an achrayis to it, responsibility, if you lose it, that's it. Zoykekin yasanechosim sheish lemachrayis lishav alayim. So once you have to swear because of a shvuah on metaltlim, now the Tavei could also ask you to swear on karka also. Even though l'chatchila there's no shvu on karka, but once you have to swear to me anyway, I can already be mezgalgol, the shvu should go upon karka also. Mishnah Dalet. Ein nishboyin al tainis cheresh shayta b'kotin. If a cheresh, that's a person, a deaf and dumb, or else shayta, fool, or else a kotin under bar mitzvah, his taina is not called a taina. If he asks you and says, you owe me the money, and you admit to it, there's no pashuv moed v'miksas. V'yein mashbin es a kotin. If we ever want to take away the money from a kotin, we do not make a kotin swear. Whoever comes ligvoi schoivoi that you have upon your father from, and you take it away from the kotin now, the kotin yashin his father says no din bezin does not let anybody swear to collect his chayv. That's called v'yein mashbin es kotin. We do not make the kotin swear. Avunishboyin la kotin v'lehegdish. But with sometimes you swear to Hegdish or to the Kotin. That means here's the case. If you come in to collect money from the Kotin, because you say your father owes me money, and you swear to it, so then the locher is, you could swear and you could collect. That you have a right, Nishboyim, you could swear, a Godol could swear to a Kotin to take away the money from a Kotin. The same thing with Hegdish. The person you swore could swear to Hegdish to collect his money back away from Hegdish.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey. The Yelu Dvorim Shein Nishboyim Aleihim. These are the things that you do not have to swear midiraisa, even in the case where you're a moida v'miksas, you admit to hif. On these things there's no shvua, and the Gemara Dashan is from a klal protokol. Ho avodim v'hashtoros v'akakois. In the case where somebody admits that I owe you half of the karko, or I owe you half of the amount of the avodim, which is neved kinani, or half of the amount of shtoros, even though you're a moida v'miksas, there's a klal of ein nishboyim. Since these things are not metalt, you cannot move these things around. Karka, you can't move around. And an eved is huksva karka. And shtar is ein gufim momin, is no din nishboyim.
And the Mishnah
says the hegdesh is hegdish. Also, Pasuk says reyeyu, and not hegdish. Now, ein bem tashkumi kefil. These things also, you do not have to pay kefil if somebody steals these things. If you steal from hegdish, you're potter from paying kefil. The same thing, loy tashkumi abor v'chamisha. Let's say the shor belonged to Hegdish and somebody was gone of it, he did not have to pay back Arbor v'chamisha. The Gemara says, since there's no kefil, there's no gimel v'dalet. Shoy mechinim eino nishpa. Shoy mechinim is watching one of these things, karko, or Hegdish, or shtoris, or avodim, and he claims that it was an onas, he's potter. Usually he has to swear, if he's shor mechinim on these things, he's potter from Meshua. The same thing, noisa socher in the mishalom. If you're shayim socher, that's usually yichayiv on gnei v'aveda. On these things, though, there's no din shaymer yipota. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kodishim, it depends. Shechayiv b'acher yuson nishboyin aleihem. If when you were first magdish this korban, you said harei olai lahavi korban elo, so there's nachrayas upon you. Even if you lose this animal, you'll have to bring another one. Therefore, this animal is considered like yours. You're achroi. You're responsible for it. So it's called like your mamin, and you would have to have a din shvua or kefil or a shemer on it. But v'sheina chayibach yusin, in the case we just said harezu, that even if it gets lost, you have no responsibility to bring another one, then heimish boin aleim, then there's no parsha of shvua on such a kotshim, like we said before, the pasuk says, reyeyu, your friends, and not shel hegdish. Mishnah Vov, Rabbi Meir Oimer, yesh tevorim shein kekarko v'yenim kekarko. There's certain things, even though it's growing on the ground, but still, it's not considered like karka that you would have to swear there would be a shvua moed v'miksas. We'll soon see. V'yein chachamim moedim loy. The chum do not agree to Rabbi Meir. Kate said, where's there a case? Ese gefanim tunas masati loch. Reuven claims to Shimon that I gave you 10 vineyards full of grapes to watch, and now give him back. V'ala yoyim, Shimon answers back and says, Eino melum chomish, I only took 5 vineyards. So he's a moedim mixas. So Rabbi Meir Mechayi Shmur, Rabbi Meir says, yes, this person has to swear that he only owes 5 and not 10. V'chomar nechom say no, kol ha'mechubu lekarka reik lekarka. Anything that's attached to the ground is considered like karka. The Gemara says, the machlekes says, where these grapes are supposed already to be cut off. They remain whole since they're oimid. They're supposed to be cut off. They're ripe already. They're considered like they're off. It's not called mechubur. The Chum say no. As long as they're still attached, the bianis of the rice on Shabbos to pick them off, who adin is called kakarka, and they'll find ein nishboyim aleihim. Now the Mishnah says, ein nishboyim elo adover sheba mido v'sheba mishkol v'sheba minyan. That the case of moedim mixas is only if the Teveya asks something which has the midah, has a measurement to it, or else has a weight to it, or else has an amount. It has to be a clear claim. So like I said, I gave you $10, and he answers back, I only took 5. That's an amount. But if he does not say an amount, then there's no parasha of Shavuos Moedim Mixas. Kate said, where is there a case like this? Bayis Molei Masat Eloch. I say I gave you a house full of tefuah to watch. Or else, for kiss molei masatiloch, I gave you a wallet full of money, but I do not say how much. And valoyim, the other one says, "Ein yodei, I'm not sure how much you gave me." Elamashi nachto atanoito, you should know as much as here. That's all that I took from you, even though now it's only half full. That's all that I took. So really, the person is being a moed of a mixas. He's admitting that he took some from you, but not all of it. Still potter, he's potter from a shvua, since you did not say an exact amount, how much you're claiming, and he did not say how much an exact amount he's giving back, he's potter. What's going to be though, ze oimer ad aziz, the Tevei Reuven says, yes, I gave you this house full of wheat, it was full until the ziz, until the beam sticking out. Ze oimer, and Shimon answers back and says, no, ad achalim, I only took this house full of wheat up until the window. So that's called the midah. There's an exact measurement how much we're talking about. Therefore, chayiv, that's called the case of moedim mixas that you chayiv shvua. Mishnah Zayin, ha'amal ve'es chaver al ha'mashkin. If somebody lends money to his friend on a mashkin, Reuven lends Shimon $100, and Reuven takes back from Shimon a mashkin v'yavad ha'mashkin. And now Reuven the malva loses this mashkin, and there's a question: how much was it worth? To know how much he has to pay back. So Omar Loy, let's say the Malva says, Sela Hil Besicholov, I lent you a Sela, which is worth 2 Shkolim or 4 Dinuin. Veshekel Hoyeshova, and true, the Mashkin that I took from you was only worth a Shekel. So therefore, you still owe me a Shekel. I'll deduct the Shekel that I lost, but you still owe me another Shekel. I lent you a Sela. Vala Yoima, the Leva says back, no, Loy, Ki Yel Estela Hil Besaniolov, Vesela Hoyeshova. I lent a seller from you, and the mashkin that I gave you was also worth a seller, and therefore I did not owe you a penny. So it comes out he's a koifa bakoil, therefore potter there's no chiv shvua. What's going to be if the malva says, seller hil v'sicholov, I lent you a seller 2 shkolim, 4 dinim, v'shekel hoyeshov, and I say the mashkin was only worth a shekel, so you still owe me a shekel, you owe me 2 dinim. V'halo yoyim, the loiv answers back and says like this, loy, it's not true what you're saying. Ki el sel hil visani olof. I admit that I took a seller from you, and ushloisha dinyun hayishava. But the mashkin was not only worth 1 shekel, 2 dinyun, but it was worth 3 dinyun. Therefore, I only owe you 1 dinar. So now the laver is a moedim mixas. The malver is asking for 2 dinyun, and he's admitting he owes him 1. So such a case chayiv is chayiv ishua moedim mixas. What's going to be sel hil visani olof? The laver now comes to complain and says, listen, I borrowed from you a seller, but ushtayim hoyeshava. The mashkin that I gave you was worth a 2 sloyim, and therefore you owe me back now 1 seller. V'hala yoyma, the mal glances back and says, loy, it's not true. Ki el estela hil v'sicholov, v'sela hoyeshava. I lent you a seller, and the mashkin that I took was also worth a seller. Therefore I did not owe you a penny. So such a case, potter, he's potter from a shvua, he's sitting like a kofrakil. What's going to be sela hil v'saniolov, ushtayim hoyeshava? Again, the loiva complains and says, I only borrowed a seller from you, and the mashkin I gave you was worth 2, so you owe me back a seller. V'hala yoyma, the malva says back, loy, it's not true what you're saying, ki el seller hel v'sicholov, true, I lent you a seller, but v'chamisha dinyun hoyeshova, the mashkin was only worth 5 dinyun. In other words, I only owe you 1 dinar. and the other one is saying, no, you owe me 4 dinrin, the locher is chayiv. In this case, the malv is chayiv b'shua, because he's a moed b'miksas. Now, umi nishpa, the Mishnah says, who has to make the shvua? So we darshin, we say the Mishnah atakona, mi sha pikodin etzloi. The malva has to make the shvua, the one that has the pikodin. And the Gemara says it's going in the reisha. In the reisha, we're talking about the case where the malva says that the mashkin was only worth a shekel, so you owe me a shekel, 2 dinrin, and the loiver admits that he owes him 1 dinner. So really, the loiver is supposed to swear that he only owes him 1 dinner. But the Mishnah says at the corner, we take away the shvur from the loiver, and we make the malva swear that he owes him the 2 dinrin. Why? Because otherwise, we're afraid, Shemi Yishov Azeh, we're afraid maybe the loiver will first swear how much the mashkin was really worth, only 3 dinrin, and therefore he only owes you 1 dinner, but we're afraid v'yotzi halo es ha-pikodin. Then the malva, the wise guy, will take out the pikodin to prove it to us that it was really worth only a shekel. So therefore the tekonah is that the malva makes the shvuah, since he has the pikodin, where he has to swear how much it was worth. Yeah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-nishboyim shabatoro nishboyim v'loy mishalmim. They swear and they're free. They do not have to pay. Midiraisa, you always swear and you're free. Mashenken v'elo nishpoyim v'noitlin midirabonu v'estakona, that there are a few times that a person swears and he could collect the money with the shvua. One case is hasochir, that means a workman, to receive his pay. V'hanigzal, you claim somebody stole from you. We'll soon see what the case is. Via nechpol, you claim somebody hurt you, damaged you, you have to pay nezik. V'sheknegdoi choshra l'shvua. In the case of the leiva that's supposed to swear the shvua moed b'miksas, he's a choshed. We do not trust him to swear, so it's a takana now that the malva swears and collects. Same thing, via chenvoni al pinkosi, a storekeeper, when a person comes to claim from him, and he claims he gave the money, we'll soon see the case also, they both swear and collect the money. Now, Hasocha Kate said, what's the case of a workman that he collects his pay? Omaloi Tainli Schori. The workman, at the end of the day, comes to the owner and says, listen, I worked for you today, give me my wages. Sheesh Lib Yodav, that you owe me. Hu Aimer, the Balabos says, Nosati, I paid you already. Valo Yoimer, Loi Natalti, and the workman says, no, I did not receive the money yet. So, as a Tekonim of the Rabbonin, Hu Nishpa Vnaito, do we believe the Seich reads, let us swear and collect his money? The Gemara says, because the Balabos is Torah B'malachtoi, he's very busy, the Balabos, he's not sure whether he paid up or not. Therefore, there's a takana to believe the socher with the shua. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, achiteisha mixas haidor. We only believe the socher if there's some type of an agreement, a haidor, not an agreement, some type of admitting from the Balabos. In the case is Ketzad. Omaloi tein li schori. The workman says, Balabos, pay me my wages. Schori chamishim dinner, you owe me 50 dinner, chamishim dinner. Sheesh le biyodach buoyno, he's kabal the dinner zov. Listen, I paid you up already a dinner zov, which is 25. So the Balabas admits that he still owes him 25. So in this case, that the Balabas is moided to mixas, here there's a tekona that the socher swears and collects. Mishnah Beis, a nigzal case, where is there a case of a nigzal that he swears to collect from the gazlin? There are two edim saying that Reuven went into Shimon's house and took things out. He took something out of Shimon's house, whereas Reuven is a ganef. Now Shimon says, listen, you stole, you took Caleb from me. Reuven, the Gazlin, says, I only went into your house, but I did not take anything. So in such a case, it's a takonah, hareza nishpa v'noitol, that the nigzal has the right to swear that yes, you stole the kli from me, and the lafti could collect the kli, or the value of the kli. Rabbi Yehuda says again, no, achitesha mixas edo, only if the gazlan admits the hif. Ketzad omoloi shtei kelim notalti, shnei kelim notalti. The nigzal says, listen, you stole from me 2 kelim. V'oimer, and the gazlan answers back and says, lo notalti eli echod, no, I only took 1 kli. But since he's at least a moed b'miksas, here there's a takana that the gazlin, the nigzal, swears and collects. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-nechbal ketzad, where is there a case that somebody got hurt? Ho yimidin noisoy, you have to weigh them, she-nichnach tachas yodei sholem, that Reuven went into Shimon's house when he was whole, he was okay, he wasn't damaged. the Yotzachovel, and now when they see Reuven coming out of the house, he's all banged up. So the Yomaloi, and Reuven says, Choval to be, that Shimon beat me up, he gave me Nesek, he has to pay me. Vuay, Mr. Shimon says back, Loi Choval to, no, I did not hurt you. You hurt yourself. So Reza Nishpa Vanoitl, in this case also, there's a Takana, that the Choval has a right to, the Nechval has a right to swear that you hit me, and he has to pay the bills. Reb Yudu Aymer, Achetesha Mixas Edo, again, no, only if you admit to him, Ketzat, Omaloi Choval to be Shtayim, that Reuven says, you hit me two places, the two black and blue marks I have are from you. Valuyem, he says back, Lechavalti Bachelachas, no, he only did damage to you once, not twice. So since he admits at least that he hit him at least once, here's the takana that the Nechbal swears and collects. And some say the reason is that people should not go around be masik one another, or else stand, because it's not Shchiyah that somebody should tie and you hit me, if it wouldn't be true. Mishnah David. Where is there a case of the other person is choshed ala shvua? What does that mean? Achas shvua seidis. That means again, in a case where the loiva was a moide b'miksas. The malva says you owe me 100, and the loiva says no, I only owe you 50. So really, midiraisa, the loiva has to swear a shvua moide b'miksas that he only owes 50. But let's say the loiva is a choshed, we do not trust him on a shvua, meaning, Achas Shavuos Eidus, we once caught him to swear false already by Shavuos Eidus. He denied he knows the Eidus. V'Achas Shavuos HaPikodin, he once swore false that he said he did not have the Pikodin, and really we found out that he had it. V'Afilo Shavuos Shav, even if he just made a Shavuos Shav once. Also, he was found to be a Shakron, we do not let him swear. So Lachor is, the Malva has the right to swear and collect. What's going to be Hoyechad Mia Mesachet Kuvia? Let's say the Loiva was a gambler. He gambled. Or else, Malva Baribis, in these cases, the Apostle Mid Rabbonin, or else you lend money with interest, or else, Mafricha Yoinim, you fly your pigeons, also type of a gambling, you sell a pair of Shvias, you're not allowed to make business of it. So, in these cases, your Choshe, we do not let you swear, and therefore, Shekinegdo Nishpa Benoito, the Locher is the opposite person, the Malva, he has the right to swear and collect. What's going to be, Hoyushneim Chashudim? Let's say even the Malva was also choshed to be a Shakran. So we do not let the Malva swear either. What do we do now? They both cannot swear. So Tanakama says, Rabbi Yossi says, Chozro ha-shvua le-mekoyma divu Rabbi Yossi, that the shvua goes back to its place. It's supposed to be upon the Loiva. And now the klal will be, mitoy sheni yochel lishov mishalim. Since he's not able to pay, to swear, he'll have to pay the Malva the money, even without swearing. Rabbi Meir, why am I Yachlik? Rabbi Meir says, no, Yachliko. We'll leave the money. It's like a mum and a mutter besofik. We do not know who really owes the money. Therefore, the name will be Yachliko. We'll divide it in half. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.